sit right down. Keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Shut the door, time to go with Randy Harrison. Knockout Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So get ready for the best MMA talk, games, interviews, surprises, and surprises anywhere for Knockout Radio. I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Hey-o. Hey, everybody.
All right, we are back, day two, coming to you live from the Tampa Convention Center as we get ready for Brooks Bowl 55, which is this Sunday. That's the name that we're dubbing it. You've been dropped, by the way. You have been co-host for the next, I don't know, 35.
Another co to my name?
Yeah, there is another co, because there will be that open seat between me and whoever. Knockout JoJo hanging out here a little bit with us today.
I mean, I'm very happy to be here. I gotta know why you call it Brook.
We'll get 55. To that. We'll get to that. We're going to talk about the game.
Somebody
that's on
should
Sunday.
Let me in on this before.
We're going to have
We're going to have
the Air Force here shortly that are going to do the flyovers. We've got some funny things to talk about. They're probably going to beat me up. But before then, we're going to talk to somebody who hopefully will have my back if we can get him here in time.
Okay.
Probably we can't, because he fights on Saturday back at the Apex Center back there in Las Vegas, Nevada. Let's go to the phone lines and welcome back to the program Cody Stamans. Cody, how are you?
Good, man. How are you?
Not too bad. We appreciate your time. How's things going? I know it's probably the day that you guys like the least. You'd rather, you know, lay around, but it's media stuff. So how's it going so far out there in Las Vegas?
You know, it's been great. We're kind of locked up in our hotel rooms for the week. That's the tough part. You can't really go anywhere, do anything. Obviously, probably the smartest thing to do with COVID and all the people that have contracted COVID during the week. So they're getting pretty strict. We can pretty much go to the grocery store, go to the gym, and that's about it. So things are going to move pretty slow the next few days, but we'll make it.
When this first started, February, March, whenever it was, you know, I when we would have the athletes on, we would talk about, you know, going through this process, the new norm. This is now, I think it's your third fight during this. So it's not the new norm. This is the norm until it's no longer, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I know the drill. I mean, I went to Abu Dhabi, and that is tough. That's 48 hours, and you're not allowed to leave your hotel room. We have a little bit more freedom than that. We're like in jail, but we can go in the courtyard. But in Abu Dhabi, we were strapped pretty tight.
You know, I've always said, you know, when we talk to the athletes, you know, that this isn't a vacation. You know, it's work. So when you go to Abu Dhabi or you go to Vegas or you go wherever, it's a work trip. But in years past, it was a work trip that you didn't want to go out. You know, you wanted to stay in and stay, you know, quarantine. Now you have to. So is it a different feeling, or is it basically the same? You know, you just got to do what you got to do to get ready for Saturday.
Well, yeah, I mean, you don't do a whole lot fight week anyways, but knowing that you can is always nice. You know what I mean? Being actually locked up is a little bit tougher, but like I say, I'm hanging out with people I enjoy hanging out with. You know, I can't eat much. I'm training here and there. We're just trying to make the most of the situation. You know, this whole COVID thing has just gotten absolutely out of control.
What are some of the things that you will do for the next couple of days? I know you're a big fisherman. We're going to talk about some fish stuff here in the state of Florida in a minute. I mean, do you watch fishing shows? A lot of the fighters tell me that they watch the Food Channel, which to me is kind of interesting, because, you know, you're cutting weight, yet you're watching TV about food.
Yeah, when they tell you can't eat, all you want to do is eat. So I can get why a lot of guys do that. No, I mean, I usually just watch whatever's on. You know, I pass the time. I watch movies. I'm looking for movie suggestions. So if you have anything good you want to throw my way, please do. Yeah, I mean, we're glued to the TV. We're, you know, just doing the stuff that three guys that are locked in a hotel room would do. It's it's pretty boring. We're living vicariously online through everybody else.
Real quick, we'll talk about the main reason, you know, that we're talking to you is to promote Saturday's fight at the Apex Center. Change of opponent, what does that do? I would think because of this, it might even be a good thing because it's going to give you more things that you can do to occupy your time, is to, you know, catch up on this new opponent.
Yeah, I mean, I think I figured this kid out pretty fast. I watched about 3 minutes of one of his fights, and that was about all I needed to watch. This is my third opponent, so I've been watching a lot of fights. So I'm honestly tired of it. I'm just at the point where I want to compete. I want to go in there and fight. And it's this guy's first UFC fight. I think it's my ninth. So if I was going to fight someone my first UFC fight, I think I would probably be the last person I would ever want to be in this situation with.
Sure. You know, when I first jumped on to do my 3.5 seconds of research, because I like it to be all just free and as we're talking, my first thought was, this would be a fight that you have everything to lose and nothing to gain here, right?
Well, I guess I could look at it like that, but I also look at it like I have a really big opportunity to show a lot of skills. You know, I'm fighting somebody that no one really knows about. So yeah, absolutely. I mean, is the pressure and the weight, is it on me, you know, to do what I'm supposed to do? Absolutely. I've been the underdog. I've been the favorite in a million fights, but nothing really changes. Once you shut the cage door, I'm a competitor, you know, so, and I'm a fighter, and no matter what, or who it is in front of me, it's really me against me, and it's just about me doing absolutely everything I can to, you know, secure my place in the company, to move up in the rankings, and, you know, be the best athlete I can be and make all the money I can. So it's really less about who it is and more about just yourself.
Talk to me for a second about athletes that say, I have a game plan. And my thought has always been, and again, I'm a fat old guy that hasn't been in a fight in 40 some years. When you have a game plan, if you don't know what the opponent's going to do when you first start, doesn't it kind of throw a game plan right out the window?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's a huge, so MMA has gotten to the point and it's evolved so fast that you have to game plan for opponents with, specifically, and you need to stick to the game plan. And if the game plan is not working, you need to have a plan B. And if plan B doesn't work, you need to bite down on your mouth guard and just go for it. So I think it depends on what kind of athlete you are. You know, if you're the type of athlete that can do multiple things, meaning you know a lot of different martial arts and you have a lot of weapons and you can change the game plan up mid-fight, I think you should absolutely have a game plan. You should know what you're going to do. You should have a counter to every single thing that he can do. But I think a lot of guys in the UFC kind of fight one specific way every single time. So for those guys to have a game plan doesn't make a whole lot of sense necessarily, because they're going to do what they've always done regardless. So I really think it depends on what kind of athlete you are, what kind of level you're competing at. And, you know, like it's the old saying, like everybody's got a game plan until they get hit.
Exactly. How does the lack of fans, you know, the lack of the excitement, the adrenaline, you know, when you're coming out to, you know, to fight, how different is it? Do you have to adapt to that? Or again, once it's a fight and the gate door shuts, it doesn't matter.
Well, there's no shortage of adrenaline. I mean, you're still getting locked in the cage with a guy that wants to hurt you. I mean, so I haven't really noticed it, honestly. The only thing I've noticed is that I can hear my corners clear as day. I mean, it's like they're sitting on my shoulder talking to me, you know, when I talk. And you get in some of those big arenas, you can't hear anything. It's a deafening noise. All you can hear is, I mean, you can hear a guy 40 rows up yelling, you suck, but you can't hear any of the instructions that your corners are giving you. So if I'm being honest, it's almost nicer not to have people there in regards that you can kind of hear instructions a lot easier.
And I agree with you because I feel the same way. You know, I haven't now covered a UFC since Houston, was it February or March? And, you know, when you're watching it on TV, I enjoy watching it more on TV, you know, because I can hear things that are going on. You can hear, you know, what's in the octagon. So, you know, I definitely agree with you.
Yeah. It's different. The one thing about TV is that you can hear all the shots landing.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's almost like it made it a little bit more brutal because the crowd's not deafening the noise of bones slamming into each other, you know? So when I'm sitting on the couch watching a fight now, I can hear how bad stuff is hurting, and I'm like, ooh, man, ouch, that one landed.
And you don't hear the Ric Flair woo, and you don't hear the sweep the leg and get him the body bag and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, those are always... Just go, man, throw the Denver.
I was back in Denver back when Mike Nichols, season 2 Ultimate Fighter days. We know that the UFC, the inception started the first one in Denver. You know, what's the fight game like in the Mile High City? Like, what you know, how is it compared to like the burst that it's had globally? You know, like compared to where it started.
You know, this sport has evolved so fast. Even since I've been a part of the company, I mean, I've been in the UFC for like 3.5 years now. And it's blown up. It's not the same animal it was when I started fighting. I'm sure a lot of people dream that it was going to get this big, but I mean, the UFC is a major sport in the U.S. and all around the world now. I mean, this isn't just you know, something that a few people enjoy watching. I mean, this is something that families and people from the suburbs and low class, high class, everyone knows UFC fighters. Everyone follows the UFC. I mean, it's evolved into something so much bigger than I ever imagined, and I can't see it slowing down anytime soon.
So, Cody, I'll tell you a quick story. I was on the front page of the LA Times as the worst father in America, because I had my 11-year-old son at UFC 11 in Georgia. you know, this was way back, you know, obviously way back, UFC 11, Mark Coleman main event, and, you know, it's awful and it's terrible, and to see how far it has come. And I remember talking to Randy and Chuck and Tito and all those guys back then, what can we do? How can we? I don't think anybody expected it to be where it's at as quickly as it has happened.
Yeah, I mean, listen, fighting is something that has been happening forever. I mean, it's the most basic, instinctual thing in human existence. You know what I mean? People have been fighting since day one. You know, and the fact that it got this bad rap initially, it's like, listen, people love watching YouTube compilations of street fights. People love watching fights. I mean, if a fight happens at a school, it's the biggest news in the school. It didn't make a lot of sense to me why it got such a, there's just a negative stigma around fighting. I'm like, guys, we've been doing this forever. This isn't something that the UFC invented. Fighting is in everyone's DNA. It's not an unnatural thing. I mean,
it's probably the only sport that's literal.
Yeah, literally.
It's probably the only sport that's
fighting.
Literal. Sure. It shouldn't be a sport. There's actually one. This is Joe, by the way. There's actually one thing I wanted to. I'm going to go off topic. And you said if you got any movies that you want to spit out that you want to watch, I don't know, you're locked up and stuff like that. I've got a website for you that'll give you your own way to look up movies. That it's literally any movie you can think of. I'm not going to give it to you on the air, but I'll have Randy send it over to you after you're off.
Oh,
I think it'll be legit for you. It will. You can punch in anything. I don't care if it's, you know, as old as dirt. It'll be on there.
Cool. Very cool. Thanks.
Yep.
Let me ask you this before we get to the fight, and we'll only keep you another couple minutes. Strangest, funniest thing that's ever happened to you, with you, involving you in the middle of a fight?
I'm not sure this is appropriate, but I'm going to tell a story anyways.
Okay, FCC. I was in, just FCC. So just watch words. That's all.
So yep, I was in a fight before the UFC, and I got caught in a choke, and the guy was damn near squeezing my head off, and I actually pooped my pants. And this is middle of the second round, and I have to fight like that for the rest of the fight.
Okay, did you, though? Did you fight for the rest of the fight?
I did. I won the rest of the fight, too, which is pretty impressive, yeah.
That is awesome.
That definitely is awesome. Cody, what can we expect to see Saturday night when that gate locks at the Apex Center?
Well, like I said, I don't know a whole lot about my opponent, but I know he's in trouble Saturday night. I've been preparing vigorously for the absolute best guys in the world. You know, I'm absolutely prepared for anything, and I would want to be anybody but him Saturday.
Awesome. We cannot wait for Saturday night UFC back in action. Cody, thank you very much for your time. We're going to put you on hold and get your address. We're going to send you a care package from 8-Man Strong of some gear, as well as I just picked up a new sponsor, and we're going to send you out a pair of earbuds.
Oh, awesome. Thank you.
We appreciate your time. Best of luck. Have fun on Saturday.
I will.
All right, we're going to put Cody on hold. We're going to go hit a break. I think the Hillsborough County Sheriff should be here momentarily. If not, the Air Force is here. Somebody will be on the line when we return. This is Knockout Radio, coming to you live from Radio Row. Brooks Bowl 55 on Sunday, sponsored by 8-Man Strong and Staff Sun. We'll be right back.
Is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Mike Ditka, and you're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong. Country Depot, located at 36 North Broad Street in historic downtown Brooksville, could be the coolest store on planet Earth. From home and garden decor, handbags, and sports items, Country Depot carries a very large variety of unique gifts like nautical, primitive, country, and much more. Follow them on Facebook at Country Depot and stay tuned to Knockout Radio for details on how to register to win a $50 gift certificate. It's called Country Depot in Brooksville and worth the drive.
The biggest bare knuckle event ever, Knuckle Mania. Friday, February 5th, live on pay-per-view. Featuring the highly anticipated debut of Paige VanZant against bare knuckle veteran Britton Hart. Plus, brutal Johnny Bedford defends his 135-pound title against the undefeated Dat Nguyen. And Chris the Crippler Lieben returns to face Quentin Henry. Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship presents Knuckle Mania. Friday, February 5th, 9 Eastern, 6 Pacific, live on pay-per-view.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
Join us on February 14th from noon to 3 p.m. at the Sarasota Polo Club for the Sport of Kings in the exclusive Polo Clubhouse. As a VIP, you'll enjoy an open bar, great food, VIP parking, a VIP gift bag, and much, much more. Go to festivalsofspeed.com for more info, directions, and how to purchase your VIP tickets. What a unique way to spend Valentine's Day and make this day a day you will never forget.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Bill Romanowski, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
On Radio Row, waiting for the sheriff to come, but sheriff's not here yet, but the Air Force is. So,
this is actually a good time to go. I've got 15 minutes for my parking is
all
up. Right, well, you guys have a good show.
All right, take
nice
off.
Nice seeing
Joe.
Everybody. I'm out of here.
Take off.
You're back.
Yeah, I'm back. Well, you have a radio voice. You should really do this for a career.
Well, he is a couple notches above you.
He'd be pretty good at this if I did it for real.
He's all right. I mean, Knockout JoJo stopping by Radio Row was kind of cool. He's trying to get your job back.
He's trying. I saw that.
No, he can have it.
No way.
He can definitely have
it. That's why I brought in the military.
Cody talked about he pooped his pants in the middle of the fight.
Yeah.
One of my favorite movies, Gladiator, which is ironic because, of your love for all men.
I am a gladiator.
The guy that kind of did that, when he was getting ready to go out, and fight and die. So I get it to a certain point, the adrenaline.
Sure.
And not knowing, and I don't care who you are, Randy and Chuck and all those guys, and I keep bringing them up. Had to be still a little nervous or whatever. And big shout out to Tito. We were getting our credentials the other day. We were talking to a detective. It's a story we won't get into, but a detective out of Nashville. And he said how, his favorite fighter was Tito.
Yeah.
So we called him. And Tito answered the phone. He talked to the detective. Everything was good and cool.
And a detective that had been with the force for a long time. His daughter's a fighter. And he works and volunteers to work the holiday shifts to give the younger officers with younger families the day off. And he was actually working the day of the bombing in Nashville. And so we got a chance to meet with him. And he said Tito was his man. And you called Tito. And like Tito, he came through in the clutch.
We will talk a lot about the game. We still need to talk about the trade that happened the other day. We really forgot. We got so sidetracked that we didn't talk about. How about poor Knockout JoJo? The parking lot that we're parked in, we paid $10 for 24 hours.
Yes.
He paid $15 for 2 hours.
Wow.
How did that happen?
Prices keep going up.
I don't know. I mean, we may not be parking down there tomorrow then.
Oh, we are.
Not at 30-some dollars.
I know people. I got the people behind me, the attendants, the people at the ground level, the ones that make all these great attractions work, that the people, the force behind it, they're on our side, Mr. Harris. They are. I think it was the first time I got a standing ovation walking into a building, and I got saluted, which I don't deserve because I'm not the military. But we have the military here, and they're going to do something that I think has never been done before.
Well, seeing that you're not military and you haven't been military, you should just.
But I'm appreciative because.
Chill for a second.
I'm grateful for the freedom and the opportunity that they protect. And so I was never military, but I thank them for their service.
Oh, you know who's going to like this interview more than anybody? Alex Weghorn.
Oh.
Because I gave Alex Weghorn the entire time that he was the co-host, the producer, all that, so much garbage because he was Air Force.
Yes.
Me being Navy, he's Air Force. Matter of fact, and I hope I get this right, we have Major Biles and Major Mascara.
Yes, sir.
That's correct.
So there was a couple years ago, and there's been numerous commercials, but there was a commercial for the Air Force that he was in. So he was like one of the stars of it. He was sitting there playing on a machine or something. I'll text him after you guys are off, so just so you can see it. But this was done a couple years ago. So you guys are involved on the game on Sunday.
Yes.
I believe you're the running back and you're going to be playing quarterback?
That's correct.
Is that true?
Now, brought in a few ringers.
So tell us what the plan is. What's going on Sunday?
Sure. So what we are representing is Air Force Global Strike Command, which controls the nation's strategic bombers and ICBMs, is sending a tri-bomber flyover with a B-2 stealth bomber, a B-52 Stratofortress, and a B-1B swing-wing supersonic Lancer bomber. And it'll be the first tri-bomber flyover for an NFL game right at the end of the national anthem.
Now, I saw something, I don't know if it was yesterday, and even though this is a sports talk show, fans drive me crazy. You know, now I need fans to do the radio show, but sometimes I literally want to punch myself in the face after dealing with some fans. Is it true that you guys are based in Kansas City?
So the B-2 stealth bomber is based at Whiteman Air Force Base, Missouri. And that's about an hour, 15 minutes east of Kansas City in a town called Knob Noster, Missouri.
So I'm sure you guys saw this, and ladies, saw this, that fans are up in arms because they think this is all Kansas City Chief related. And I, like I said, I literally want to punch myself in the face. It just drives me crazy.
Right. No. The other two bombers for the flyover are coming from Ellsworth Air Force Base, South Dakota, Minot Air Force Base, North Dakota. So not a Chiefs bias thing.
Well, and it doesn't even matter. I mean, right. As military, I was stationed all over the place. Right. Doesn't mean I lived there or I was a fan of or whatever. But I am kind of curious, when you do fly over, are you able to kind of like look around? And I'm asking you because we've talked to like Indy car drivers. And they told me, Andretti told me that he's looking around as he's doing 190 on a street course. Are you able to kind of enjoy and look around, or, you know, business is business?
So for the most part, business is business, like you said. But at that last second, when you've got a chance, I always try to take a deep breath and look outside and just get a look at the stadium and see just what a great moment it is for, you know, Air Force Global Strike Command, the U.S. Air Force, and for the entire United States.
And all military.
Yeah.
Right. And, you know, from my perspective as a weapon systems officer, so I'm one of the guys in back that contributes to navigation, time control, weapon delivery, things like that. I've done sports flyovers. I've done a Arlington National Cemetery flyover, and you're waiting there in the hold, sweating, shacking the timing and hoping that after they pass you the control time that the national anthem is going to take exactly as long as advertised. And, you know, because you're thinking about, you know, for a sports game, the crowd that you want to feel that wave of patriotism after the flyover, and for a funeral, you're especially thinking about a lasting memory for the family and getting it all right, and you're just locked in. But then once you turn in toward show center, then, you know, at least me not having my hands on the stick, I've got a little bit of time to just take it in, and from my limited vantage point at that occasion, look at Arlington Cemetery, look at the Pentagon, and I'm definitely looking forward to if our crew here were the backup for the B-1 flyover, the primaries from Ellsworth, if we get called up, I'm definitely going to get a good look at Raymond James Stadium.
How much training goes into something like this compared to, you know, the other training that you guys do on a regular basis?
Yeah, so the two parts there. One, you know, training to just shack a control time at a specific location at a specific time is a core part of all of our missions as bomber pilots across all three weapon systems. And then for an event like this, there is a rehearsal to practice at the event.
So while I'm assuming you're taking off from MacDill, you know, is somebody yelling like you're going to get a speeding ticket, you're going too fast?
No. So, yeah, the B-2 will be taken off from Whiteman Air Force Base, and then the B-1 will be taken off from Ellsworth Air Force Base in South Dakota, and the B-52 will be taken off from Minot. And then they'll all be rejoining prior to crossing over the Super Bowl.
How much comes down to, obviously, timing?
It's everything. We've got a very professional control team on the ground at the top of the stadium, and they'll be radioing in the exact time, and then the bomb aircraft in the hold will make their timing to that exactly.
Now, are you guys football fans? Are you sports fans?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Favorite sport, favorite whatever? Well, I'm asking, what's your favorite?
My favorite sport's hockey, followed by the NFL.
Okay. Hockey is interesting, and we'll get back to it in a second.
Yeah, I go with college football.
What are you guys doing Friday night? Anything going on Friday night? And this is for everybody.
Well,
at night? At 8, 9, 10 o'clock? Nothing at night.
You're saying this Friday night?
Yeah, this Friday night. Because you're here till Sunday.
Right, yeah. So, no, I don't think we have anything on the books after around 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
There's a pretty interesting event going on in Lakeland, bare knuckle boxing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you're familiar with it. We do a lot with it. We had the world champion here yesterday. If anybody wants to go, we can get you tickets to go out there and join us. We'll be out there. It's pretty good time. Paige Van Zandt's the main event. Johnny Bedford's the world champ. So if that interests you guys, we'd love to hook you up.
And if you guys don't want to drive, we have a limo and a driver, Steve, that we're going to give you a lift over to Lakeland.
Well, hold on a second.
Leave the plane
you
home.
You don't want to give away my ride. That's how I was planning on going.
Are you taking the bomber or are you taking the
limo? I was
going
to say, you can take the B1. We'll take the limo.
There we go.
We'll
trade.
As long as I can sit in the B2, you know, not me fly it.
I do the same thing you do. I'm the navigator. I'm coordinates. I'm in the back. I'm sweating to make sure we get there on time and picking up the guest.
Someone's got to get the route hook pulled up on Waze. I got to get the right tunes playing on the Bluetooth.
Your suit's just way better than mine. So.
Good stuff. All right, we're going to hit a break real quick, guys. Thank you very much for your time. We're going to hook you up with some gear from 8 Man Strong, just like we did last year on Radio Row. So we'll get somebody's address. We'll send you a whole care package of sweet swag. I think we got some more coming on of your teammates. And we'll do that when we return. Coming to you live from the Tampa Convention Center, Brooks Bowl 55 on Sunday when we return.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
How you doing? This is Tony Gonzalez from the Kansas City Chiefs, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
The biggest bare knuckle event ever, Knuckle Mania. Friday, February 5th, live on pay-per-view. Featuring the highly anticipated debut of Paige Van Zandt against bare knuckle veteran Britton Hart. Plus, brutal Johnny Bedford defends his 135-pound title against the undefeated Dat Nguyen. And Chris the Crippler Lieben returns to face Quentin Henry. Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship presents Knuckle Mania. Friday, February 5th, 9 Eastern, 6 Pacific, live on pay-per-view.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
Join us on February 14th from noon till 3 p.m. at the Sarasota Polo Club for the Sport of Kings in the exclusive Polo Clubhouse. As a VIP, you'll enjoy an open bar, great food, VIP parking, a VIP gift bag, and much, much more. Go to festivalsofspeed.com for more info, directions, and how to purchase your VIP tickets. What a unique way to spend Valentine's Day and make this day a day you will never forget.
Country Depot, located at 36 North Broad Street in historic downtown Brooksville, could be the coolest store on planet Earth. From home and garden decor, handbags, and sports items, Country Depot carries a very large variety of unique gifts like nautical, primitive, country, and much more. Follow them on Facebook at Country Depot and stay tuned to Knockout Radio for details on how to register to win a $50 gift certificate. It's called Country Depot in Brooksville, and worth the drive.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Reggie Bush, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
All right, we are back. You know, I really wanted to ask them, you know, how I was kind of making fun and joking about the Air Force. I want to know if they have jokes about the Navy.
Oh, I don't know.
I meant to ask them.
Well, they'll be circling back over there. They can't stay up in the air forever. We'll get them when they come back down to Earth. No matter how cool is that? Like, have bomber pilots on our show? That's pretty cool, man. I mean, and then what about, it's Katie, right?
Yeah.
So, I was like, where do you work? She's like, the Pentagon. I mean, that's a pretty cool answer.
Yeah.
Of all places to go to work.
Just got a text from Dr. Davidson, who I believe is coming to town this weekend.
Dr. Davidson.
He will be involved. With Brooks Bowl 55. We didn't get to really explain to Knockout JoJo about Brooks Bowl 55, and we decided we called it that yesterday because it's the 55th Super Bowl.
Sure.
It's not the 55th World Championship, where Otto Graham would be in the same category, you know, as said Tom Brady, but because it's the 55th Super Bowl and DB 55.
Yeah, and we're not supposed to say the big name on the network because it's trademarked and... Kind of like saying the eight-sided our apparatus that people fight inside is not owned by anybody but the UFC.
I still wondered how you can trademark, how you can
trade back a shape.
Yeah, well, I mean, Gene Simmons owns
the dollar sign.
The dollar sign.
Yeah, the symbol.
Yeah. How is that?
I don't know. Does anybody own Prince's symbol?
Probably Prince. Well, Prince did. I don't think Prince owns anything
That's true. But. So, man, I'm still in awe of like these guys. It was just right before the show, like when people were saluting me when I walked in and clapping and like the standing ovation. I was like, they should call me Major McClellan. And then two majors sit down, and that's a sign. I know that's from now on my name will be Major McClellan.
Trust me, it won't be.
Steve was here. He is my witness, and he knows majors. It has a nice ring to it. Instead of Naked Pizza Man.
Well, I've never called you that either.
Oh, I know, but I will go by Major. Thank you.
Not that you would have any idea because you don't know sports at all, but give me your thoughts on that trade that just went down, you know, with Detroit and the Rams.
Well, so you called me out, so I do not know about this trade. But what happened? Who do we get? Did they trade Barry Sanders finally?
Yes, they did.
Okay.
Barry Sanders was activated.
Okay.
And then got traded to the New Jersey Generals of the USFL in exchange for Vince McMahon's third grandchild.
Oh.
Yes, yeah, so that's how it's going to go down.
Does the Detroit Lions still own the rights to Barry Sanders? Like, if he did decide to come back, is he still under contract, like, with the Lions?
Here's how I'm going to answer that. Since I don't know the contract,
right.
Like if there was still years on the contract, then yes.
Wow. Could you imagine if he would decide to come back?
Well, it's whoever. It's Michael Jordan. When Jordan retired and went to a different sport, there were still years on his contract. So if he was to come back, then yeah, whatever that team was would still own the rights to him. Unless the wording, you know, again, contracts sure. And all that kind of stuff. So, but here's what happened in that whole quarterback trade. It's now set the precedent. Granted, the Houston Texans said that they are not going to be trading Watson. But if they do, if you just got two first-round picks and a first-round quarterback, what can Deshaun Watson be worth? Six first-round picks?
Yeah.
And I would almost think if John Gruden was worth two ones and two twos, Watson may be in that same category.
Wow.
You know, and he just, you know, Stafford just got what Detroit got for Stafford, then yeah, I think it could definitely be off the chain what Watson would be warranted.
So what about the Raiders? Are they supposed to be contenders this year coming up? Are they in the Super Bowl next year? I mean, they built this team for Las Vegas. Like, that's what they did to all the draft trades and giving up their defensive guy to Chicago.
Well, it wasn't so much, it was to sell tickets in Las Vegas. And really, they're never going to have a hard time selling tickets in Las Vegas.
You don't think it was to build a super dominant team for 2021?
No, not 2021, because draft picks take a year, take 2 years, take some time to develop into, you know, quality veteran NFL players. So taking, you know, it's rare for...
Unless you're Patrick Mahomes, and then you're going to have possibly two Super Bowls in the first 4 years of your career.
Well, but what about the first 2 years?
Well, first year he didn't play. He was redshirted.
Redshirted in the NFL?
That's what they do. Make him wait a year.
But that's exactly what I'm saying to you, Toolbag.
What do they call it in the NFL? If it's a professional. I know in college it's redshirting, but what do they call it in the professional?
It's not called redshirting. He just didn't play. He wasn't the number one quarterback.
But it's the same premise.
It is the same premise. But if you'd listen, you know, when I'm talking and not just playing to the audience, you would have heard me say that's the whole thing. It's not the first year. It's not the second year. So if you get draft picks for 2021, you're not expecting them to really, you know, gel until 23, until 22, 23. So, no, they didn't build this team for 2021.
Okay.
They built the team. By having those draft picks, it enabled them to sell even more tickets, money, and I don't think they're ever going to have that problem anyway, because in Vegas, the casinos are going to take a lot of those tickets. You know, the whales and all that kind of stuff are going to get those tickets. Tickets are going to be hard to come by for the Las Vegas Raiders for numerous reasons.
Sure.
If you go and you look at your schedule, this year the Buccaneers went to Las Vegas. If it wasn't COVID, every single Tampa Bay Buccaneer fan that travels to an away game would have picked that game.
That's true.
Because it's Vegas. The worst team in the league, the Jets. If the Jets go to Las Vegas, Jet fans are going to go to Vegas. Because now you can hang out in Vegas, you do Vegas, you do all the stuff you do in Vegas. The things that happen in Vegas stay in Vegas, except for the score when you get beat by the Raiders in Vegas.
It's true.
If you're the Jets.
I mean, speaking of the Buccaneer fans, like I've never seen this many Buccaneer fans in my life. I mean, everywhere I go, somebody's got a flag, a helmet, a jersey. I didn't even know there was that many fans of the team in the area.
First of all.
Everybody's jumping ship.
No, they're not.
Bandwagoners.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
When we went down to Miami last year, what did we see? Flags of the teams that played last year. Kansas City, and I don't even remember the other team. Who'd they play?
The 49ers.
I couldn't even tell you.
You better get it right before the sheriff gets here. He's part of the 49er family. He's definitely going to arrest you.
Well,
it should be a crime that you don't know that the 49ers were in it. You were there.
When he shows up at 2:15, I'll worry about it.
No, I'm gonna let him know. Hope he brought his baton.
That's all right. You know what time it is?
Oh, it's hammer time?
No, it's 45.
What's that mean?
We have to get back on schedule. That means it's break time.
Oh.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is my call sign. You're listening to Knockout Radio.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Join us on February 14th from noon to 3 p.m. at the Sarasota Polo Club for the Sport of Kings in the exclusive Polo Clubhouse. As a VIP, you'll enjoy an open bar, great food, VIP parking, a VIP gift bag, and much, much more. Go to festivalsofspeed.com for more info, directions, and how to purchase your VIP tickets. What a unique way to spend Valentine's Day and make this day a day you will never forget.
Country Depot, located at 36 North Broad Street in historic downtown Brooksville, could be the coolest store on planet Earth. From home and garden decor, handbags, and sports items, Country Depot carries a very large variety of unique gifts like nautical, primitive, country, and much more. Follow them on Facebook at Country Depot and stay tuned to Knockout Radio for details on how to register to win a $50 gift certificate. It's called Country Depot in Brooksville and worth the drive.
Hi guys, this is Vin A. of the Bronx Wanderers. I'm excited to announce Dad and I will be performing at Ruth Eckert Hall March 16, 17, and 18. Go to our website, thebronxwanderers.com, and we hope to see you there. Stay tuned to Knockout Radio.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tam Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Barrett Root of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Well, that was definitely old school Barrett Root back in the day.
What day?
Now I'm not gonna say names.
Okay.
Oh, first and foremost, we still have plenty of things to give away. We've got the $50 gift certificate to the Country Depot up there in Brooksville. Well worth the drive. I'm telling you, it's worth the drive. And it's even more worth the drive when you get a $50 gift certificate. So we told people how to do it yesterday. And if you registered yesterday, you can't register again today. But if you didn't, all you have to do is go to their Facebook page, Country Depot, up in Brooksville. Take a snapshot of any of the items that's in the store. Post it on Facebook. Send it to the Twitter. Send a carrier pigeon to drop it off here at the convention center.
Take a limo.
You know, take the, what's the name of that car that you have? Let me turn your mic on.
Cobra.
The Cobra.
Ooh.
You know, if they can send it via the Cobra, you know, you can drive it down here. You know, Steve has a pickup truck, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we can do it however you need to get it here to register or do Facebook or do whatever. And we'll have the drawing probably on Friday. We're going to have a couple over the next couple weeks, but we'll do one on Friday. We also have a pair of VIP tickets to the Polo, and no, they were your tickets. That's what I'm giving away. Is the tickets that I offered you. But instead, we're going to give them away. It's the Polo down at the Sarasota Polo Club, and it's going to be a lot of fun. Open bar, open food.
Going to be nice. I'm going.
Yeah, why are you?
Oh, you're going?
I'm going.
Bring your swimsuit. Yeah. You're going to get wet.
Yeah, I'm going.
It's water
it's
polo.
It's going to be a good time.
It's water polo, I think.
It's definitely going
to
be.
Is it water polo or regular polo? You have to wear polo. If you wear Tommy Hilfiger, will they kick you out?
We'll also have applications for the new Coco host.
Boy.
Absolutely. The sooner the better.
Well, yeah, I think I'm going with the bomber guys. They seem like they really liked me. And
yeah, they're going to use you as a bomb.
Like target practice.
I wonder if you were to go to one of whatever country that we're having problems with at the time.
Okay.
And they dropped you out of the plane. If that would piss them off enough to retaliate, or if it would piss them off enough that they know that we sent our absolute worst, we're going to leave America alone.
No. They would need me on the ground in advance so they can locate their targets with the red mohawk. So then they'd be like, they could zero it in. Like, there's our target. Boom. Then I would just move.
Would it be a pizza parachute?
A pizza
parachute. See, you're so much smarter than him. You are so much smarter than him.
A parachute. I like the way you think.
I think it would be.
So we tried to get the Air Force to fly over via car to BKFC on Friday, but they're not allowed.
That's crazy.
Well, it's everything. You know, just like, you know, the players. You know, if they would have tested positive last Friday,
sure,
they wouldn't play this weekend.
Correct. And in the Kansas City, they have two off. I guess a barber was tested positive, and two players came in contact with them. They've tested negative, so they're still eligible to play, but they're taking this very serious. And any risk, anywhere you go, you can't go to a restaurant or a movie theater.
If I was playing in Brooks Bowl 55 on Sunday... Now, granted, anybody who's ever seen me knows I don't really care much about my appearance anyway. But why would I go to a barber the week before the Super Bowl knowing, God forbid, anything were to happen? Anything.
Well, I mean, you have to look good.
Why?
Right? Well, look at me. I'm on a radio program, and look at the way I'm dressed. I'm a professional. And so, you know, it's important. What if ABC Action News walks by and says, hey, we're looking to do a story on the difference between the Super Bowl this year, the media row this year versus other years, like they did yesterday for you, Randy Harris. He looked great on TV, by the way. But even you were like, why didn't I shave before the program?
Let me ask the question again slower for
you,
in case you didn't pay attention.
Got it.
Okay. If I'm playing in Brooks Bowl 55 on Sunday, the biggest game of the year,
correct.
Okay, why would I care what my hair looked like, what my beard looked like? We're locked in a hotel. Matter of fact, they're not even a hotel. They're in their house because they're not coming until Saturday. If it was the biggest game, it's not being on Radio Row. Yeah, I probably should have shaved so that but I don't care. They should care whether they're going to be able to play on Sunday or not, right? So why take that chance? I wouldn't do, if I was involved with something that's this important, let's be honest, life-changing. The difference of wearing the ring and throwing the ring in a safe deposit box that you'll never even look at. That's the difference. Whoever loses this game on Sunday will ever wear the ring that they get.
They'll never wear it?
They'll never wear it.
Why?
Why would they wear it? The team that loses on Sunday will never wear championship ring. Very few players wear the Super Bowl ring. Gaudy, set yourself up for, you know, a lot of things. But if you're going to go to a party, if you're going to a Super Bowl party, a lot of guys wear the Super Bowl ring.
Sure.
If you go to a Super Bowl party, you're not going to wear the NFC or AFC championship ring.
Right.
Right? Right. So this is life-changing.
Yeah, I mean, Dexter Jackson wore his Super Bowl ring at the Taysom NFL last year.
Right.
I actually wore it. So
it depreciated in value when you did that.
No way.
Dexter Jackson is signing free autographs this weekend. I think it's like 3 to 5 at, I forget what it's called. It's this thing right here on Kennedy. It's like the college room. It's right across from UT.
Okay.
I've got tickets for Grossman.
Oh, okay.
Awesome. Because I know how much he loves what does he call it?
Handball.
Hand egg.
Yes.
You know, he's not a big football guy, but, you know, he collects memorabilia. He gets pictures with celebrities. So Dexter Jackson, the Super Bowl MVP, at this point, the only Tampa Bay Buccaneer MVP. Free autographs, but you have to sign up.
And if you're Tom Brady, you're going to run out of fingers to put Super Bowl rings on if he keeps at this pace. I mean, he's talking about playing until past 45, maybe 46 years old.
No, he still has enough fingers.
Yep.
I guess the math does work out.
Right, the math does work out. I think he'll be okay.
If you get more rings than any other franchise in NFL history as a single player.
If he wins on Sunday.
Do you get double up rings like on the next one? You're like, they'll give you 2 rings for this one.
I'm curious what he does with them all. Like, you know, I know players that, you know, put them behind case. You know, I know one player that has an NBA championship ring, a NCAA championship ring, and he has them in a display case in his house. It's kind of cool.
Would that be most Bates?
No, it's not. No. But when you have as many as Tom Brady has, what do you do with it? Do you display them all? Do you only display one? Do you do like I do with the UFC posters that I have and change them out, you know, once a week, once a month? That's what I was doing with the UFC posters. I would literally, at every pay-per-view, and it was only a pay-per-view, I would change it out to one that I had in storage. So it kind of just kept rotating all the posters through.
He was pretty busy then.
Yeah.
because there's a lot of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's like a movie. So you're saying I wasn't busy because I had time to do it.
He had time to do it.
You.
That's what it was.
That's what it was.
Yeah. Now I don't have the time.
Right.
But there's only like seven teams have won the Super Bowl consecutively, back to back. Seven franchises in the history of the NFL.
We will touch base on this. We have another whole hour to talk about Brooks Bowl 55. We're still trying to get a hold of the sheriff because I may end up in his jail at the end of the day.
Don't assault him.
This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
Let me tell you now. I took her home to my place, watching every move on her face. She said, look, what's your game?
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Herschel Walker, and I tell everyone out there listening, y'all need to listen to Knockout Radio.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, face demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE. Zone.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1.
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3.
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3.
Listen.